Once when I was working on something, I was writing, it was a big project, and I was going against something in the church. And as I saw the roots of it, starting way back in about the 14th century, I had a, I guess you could call it a vision. The earth was like a total big flat field, and it was night, pitch black. And Satan came and sowed all these weeds. And I understood that as, especially European culture, grew and expanded, you know, that all the great scientific discoveries, think how many of them we profit by just in this chapel. The plastic on the chairs, the light, the sound, all these beautiful things. But there's weeds mixed with them. It's been twisted. So that the net result is that there is no God. We're God. You know, look at all the things we can do. We can even make life in a test tube. So, there's darkness, and now there's weeds among the wheat. Now, some of these are moral, too. So everybody says, let's just pull up all the weeds and get on with it. The Lord said, no. Let them blossom. Let them come. And on Judgment Day, I will distinguish between the weeds and the wheat. Now, that's very valuable to know. But there's another part of it that's quite important. That we know the difference between the weeds and the wheat. It's still sprouting. You know, there's no horticultural book. That's weeds, that's wheat. It has to be here. And we know the difference between the weeds and the wheat. And what looks so fascinating can be a weed. And so as we see this fruit of the gospel, Christian culture, particularly in the West, it's already been suffocated in the East by Islam. Fascinated by all these weeds. And the Lord is saying, let them go. Harvest time will take care of that. Now, is that harvest time the end of the world? Certainly. Are there other harvest times before that? When the Lord gathers and then separates? Yes. And we're living in a time like that. Nobody consulted us about when we're going to be born. It would be nice to be born, we would think, at some other age. Probably true. But here we are. And so there are all these fascinating weeds that have to be pulled up and burned so that the revelation of the Father can be there for people's hearts and souls and minds. And it's hard to tell until they start to sprout, which is which. But this actually says, the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, starting in the 14th century, the European mind fell asleep. So that all these great inventions, all these great beautiful things of progress have only served to twist the mind and make it foreign to God. How do we separate, you see? Mostly through purity of heart and courage. Because with those two will automatically come another one. Compassion. Don't we care that most of the world is thrilled with the weeds and doesn't know where they're going? You see? Collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning. So you see how important it is that we know the difference. And that we're able to help people. The best way to distinguish between weed and weed is to taste a bit of it. What does it taste like? There's so many people in this world right now who are totally, totally lost. They have no idea what they're doing on this globe. None. And they're fascinated by all these weeds that have grown up among the wheat. Television could be a wheat, couldn't it? I mean, there's some good thing on there. But that's a weed, isn't it? I mean, look at the fruit it produces. Look at the manipulation to which it's subject. And yet, it could be wheat. There's so many things that could be wheat. And so, our job is to go out and gather in the wheat. Tell people. Help people see. The Lord is talking about the life of the church. You see, kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. That's Jesus. Day after day, generation after generation, he sows good seed. But an enemy comes along. And as I saw in that sort of vision, this pitch black world and this flat earth, with wheat germinating and Satan scattering all sorts of weeds to corrupt it. And so we have two obligations, to learn from the Lord what's weeds and what's wheat, and then to help people with it.